Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He'll work it out. This is why we start so early, because we have a few minutes to kind of iron out the kinks and get going this early in the morning. That's the point here, waking up early.
Why are we talking, though, if we're not on the air?
Well, we probably are on the radio.
I don't think so.
Just not on the app, maybe?
I don't think so.
Let's try this. If you hear us right now in any way, shape, or form, tweet us at Ben and Woods and tell us how you're hearing us. And we can kind of, that'll help us iron out any difficulties we're having at this point in the morning. So just tweet at Ben and Woods and say, yes, I am listening to you right now on 97.3 The Fan. Yes, I'm listening to you right now on the radio.com app, and we will know. So we can figure that out.
Back on. All right, get your heads right on a Monday morning. It is Ben and Woods. What is happening over there? Our boss, Adam, is filling in for Paul today. And the thing is, it's not going to be Adam's fault. It's going to be Paul's fault. Paul's going to be the one that I wear out for this. It's just how it goes.
Can we start? Obviously, there's a lot of things going on in the world here, Woods.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why I came in early this morning. Yet, at the same time that you see all this chaos going on around us, there was also life that went on. We had a critical member of our show got married on Saturday night.
He did.
Someone who lives in La Mesa.
Yeah.
On the same street as protesting and riots and fires was getting married. You were the officiant at Paul and Megan's ceremony. You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
On Saturday night. On Sunday, yesterday, Shelly, we were celebrating her birthday.
Which is?
It's on Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah, so we decided this is the weekend. We thought we went down and to a condo overlooking Mission Bay, and we just kind of, just the two of us, just kind of enjoying a relaxing afternoon. And I looked out, and at least my view of the world, my small, tiny view of the world, which was beautiful. It was facing west. I saw windsurfers. I saw paddleboarders.
Yeah.
I saw joggers. And it looked like...
This is great.
The world looked very normal. But I understand that was a tiny slice. And I think both of us felt weird about it.
Yeah.
We also thought, okay, well, I mean, we can't just stop our lives because of everything that's going on. We certainly care about the world and everything we're seeing on television and on Twitter that's going on both in our downtown, in Minnesota, in Atlanta, in cities across the country.
Yep.
But remember, this is all just slices. They're all slices of life. And there was life going on. There were protests going on. There's still a coronavirus pandemic going on where, tens of thousands of people have died. I mean, the world has spun a bit off its axis this year. And yet at the same time, you know, weddings go on, birthdays go on. And life does continue. And it doesn't mean that you don't care. And I think it's okay as long as you kind of understand that life has many layers and facets to it. I didn't want to feel too bad about the fact that, you know, we kind of had the plans and we stuck with the plans and we didn't give up our plans. But it was a little awkward, I will say that.
It is. It's awkward. And I know Paul and Megan felt the same way. They got married Saturday and it was awesome. It was awesome to see. I've known Megan a long time, and obviously, Paul is like a brother to me, and, I connected them together, never knowing that, you know, a year later they were going to be husband and wife, and it was really special. I was really honored to be there that night and that day and be there for them and get to be with Paul right before, you know, kind of the whole thing went down, and, I took it very seriously because it is a serious thing, and I know that they, again, I mean, they're at a hotel trying to have a good time, and they're getting check-ins from their neighbor saying, hey, man, like, if you went to your backyard and opened your door, you could see fires. And that's not comfortable for anybody on their wedding night, essentially. But they got through it. Paulie texted me yesterday. Hey, let me know if you want me to call in tomorrow. And you know my rule, right? I told you my story. Remember when, Ben, I was a recruiter and I called in sick to work that day? I wasn't feeling well. I showed up for the company softball game at about 6:30 that night. And my boss let me play because I was a good player. We needed to win the game. But he dragged me to my car afterward, and he ripped me a new one, the likes of which you've never imagined. And so my thing to Paul, I didn't rip him a new one. I said, nah, man, you don't get to play in the company softball game if you don't come to work. So we'll talk to you Tuesday. We will get all of the stories and stuff from Paul. And I'm interested in what's going on with Paul and Megan right now from a lot of different perspectives, which was the wedding. The wedding is a big, big deal. Number two is, what is it like going back to La Mesa today? And, you know, luckily so many beautiful citizens got together yesterday and helped clean up La Mesa. It was a conversation in my house, Ben, that went like this at about 7:30 in the morning. Hey, I know you have plans today to show houses. I know you were going to take Bo with you along. I'm going to go to La Mesa. I want to help. No. Why? Because I'm pregnant, and I don't want you rooting around in garbage that, you know, 2,000 people left behind. Please let me go. I even pulled out the big gun. You know what the big gun is in my house? Hannah, tell me where your dad would be today if he was still alive. And she's like, how dare you? You know, and I said, I feel like I need to do this. I need to do this for him, my son. I need to do it for us, our city. Nope, you're not going. It's not worth it. So I made a pot roast instead and gave some money to some friends that were going to clean up so that they could buy bags and water. That's the best I could do yesterday. And but I wanted to help, and I felt compelled to help out our city, because it's such a confusing time for so many people right now. And I just, you know, I don't think you should feel guilty. I don't think Paul and Megan should feel guilty. I think that we should live our lives, but we should be aware of everything that's going on, and we should try to help. That's what this platform is for, okay? I paced around the house yesterday, Ben, nerve-wracked about what this show was going to sound like today. And then I thought to myself, well, if that's your biggest problem, pal, you don't have many problems, all right? We don't want to alienate listeners. Obviously, it's stupid business to do that. But then again, it's going to be hard to come in and bite my tongue about things that are going on.
Well, we're going to be here and doing what we do, and we're going to be listening. We're going to be listening to what people have to say. I think our phone lines, which, you know, we sometimes open and close, and they're just going to kind of be open today.
Yeah.
At 833-288-0973. If you have something you want to say and you want a platform to say it and you feel safe and comfortable with us, you know, doing it on our show, then we invite you to call in and have that discussion and make this, you know, part of a community. We want to make everyone feel like they have a voice in what's going on here.
You know, and it didn't feel right. We had the conversation yesterday. It didn't feel right to come in today and be like, hey, let's do wedding talk and then right into whatever sports nuggets that are out there. I mean, again, I made this point last week, and I know you agree. This was the best part about sports. Not the watching the competition, and that's great. The distraction of sports is the best part about sports. Now, what it's doing, though, the fact that there aren't any sports, it's making everything feel a lot more real. Things that maybe you would have given a glance at and went, oh, man, that's crazy, but that's not anywhere close to me, so I don't care. Now you're kind of forced to care. You're kind of forced to see it. Whereas usually on a Sunday, I throw on three baseball games, yeah. Benny. I'm not nervous about this show at all.
Yeah, I mean, call me a bit of, I don't want to say putting my head in the sand, because I certainly didn't do that, and I was following what was going on closely in the world. But I also said on multiple occasions this weekend, I would love to just be able to have a Padres game on in the background right now.
There's no doubt.
You know, if they were playing right now, it would give me a little comfort to know there was also something normal in the world that was going on. And I think the fact that we've been in this pandemic for so long and everything is different, throw these protests and riots on top of it, and everyone's uncomfortable right now, Woods.
2020 has been a real bear.
So if you're feeling that way, no, hey, everyone else, almost everyone else is feeling the same way you are. And in that way, at least we're all together.
Yes.
So our phone lines are open. We always do open phones our second segment anyway. But we wanted to start inviting people in. 833-288-0973. You can always tweet us at Ben and Woods. If you want to get on the line, we are going to do that. I wanted to finish this first segment, though, with a couple of tweets that I saw overnight from a colleague and a former colleague. And I think it's important that this be said, because I know it is true out there. My 10 News reporter, Adam Rakusin, my buddy, who was out on the streets last night covering this for Channel 10 in downtown San Diego, about 1 to 2 a.m., tweeted, "Before I call it a night, an observation on the day. The majority of protesters in San Diego were peaceful. Most all who were there. Just a small group when the sun went down looted stores and damaged buildings. Two different groups in downtown for two different reasons." And then Joe Little, who I used to work with at Channel 10 and now works at the NBC station in town, tweeted at about the same time, "I witnessed so many people protesting the right way. Far more than 99% of the people out in San Diego tonight were there to protest. That less than 1%, blame them for stealing some of the attention from the message." Let's not confuse real protest, real anger and sadness and pain, and people who are out there expressing that, such an important fundamental right in our country.
Yeah, our country doesn't exist without it.
Let's not confuse that with some people who are out there who are bad actors. And then there's probably some crossover as well. Some people who are really, really angry that just ended up getting caught up in the looting and rioting as well. And, you know, you can have your own thoughts on that. I know a lot of people say, hey, I'm all for protest, but keep it peaceful. No fires, no riots. I think everyone can sympathize with that as well, but I don't want to sit here and stand in judgment of anyone this morning either.
Yeah.
You don't know everyone's motivations. You don't know the circumstances. You know, there's a lot of good police actors. I saw unbelievable acts of fellowship of man with police and protesters. I also saw escalation, you know, from both sides, from police and from rioters as well, from protesters that got out of hand. It's going to happen. When you get that many people in a tense situation together in cities across the country, that's going to happen in some places, and we did see it, and of course, it can be tragic. But let's all remember, we're all humans, and, you know, as long as you're out there and you want positive change, you want people to live in a more fair country and society,
yep,
and that was your motivation, great for you.
Yeah.
Great for all of us.
No doubt. Yeah, let's get some phone calls if you guys are interested, 833-288-0973, and we'll be right back to take your calls. We'll tell you about some of the stuff that went on at Paul's wedding, too, in the next 30 minutes or so. We got some good stories.
Yeah. Right now, let's get our first check of traffic on this morning on 97.3 The Fan, and say good morning and good first day of the week to Kelly Danick.
San Diego's freeways are off to a great start this morning. You're not going to find any trouble spots. Keep in mind, though, surface streets in the La Mesa area around the riots on Saturday, as well as the downtown area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.